Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano program. One of the more interesting statements, shall we say, in the Kate Smith matter is Paul Holmgren, the presidente of the Flyers, who said the NHL principle, hockey is for everyone, is at the heart of everything the Flyers stand for. As a result, we can't stand idle while material from another era gets in the way of who we are today, said team president Paul Holmgren. All right? Now, I had the experience over the weekend, before we go to the mayor, that because of this, I went back and listened to Paul Robeson and Robeson doing this song. Two reasons. One, I'm fascinated by this guy. He's right here in Philadelphia. You got to put him back on the map. Renaissance man extraordinaire, African-American civil rights, great singer, athlete, scholar, the whole thing. A lot of stuff named after him. He did it too. It's a satire. It was very clear by the way he was singing it that it was satiric, the song, the major song in question. Okay? And I saw Jason Whitlock, who's an African-American Fox Sports commentator today. I was watching what he said about The Other and how this was part of a contractual thing, a movie put together by Hollywood liberals who felt it was okay at that time, where Kate Smith uses stereotypes. I wouldn't say racism, but stereotypes, without a doubt, for black children. So we're not even into the argument of put these people in their time exactly. It's not even arguable that the song that's causing the most uproar is satiric. It's pushing back against this. And yet, this is the... Well, I heard the relative that Dan got on in the morning show. It was great to hear. I think he said Aunt Catherine or something like that. Very formal. Yeah. You can imagine. Presidential Freedom Medal, the dead all these years. Suddenly, boom, that's it. Middle of the night. You're out of here. Who's it going to happen to next? I say Columbus. Now, they're a little bit afraid. You know, they threatened the Columbus Day Parade every year in Philadelphia. You hear last year. We brought you the Italian-American Museum, doing something with them in June. And they, blood on there, the whole thing, red paint. They threatened the parade, but yeah, they don't really want to go into South Philly and try to break up the Columbus Day Parade. They go, that might be a mistake. But Columbus, we'll see. Is that next? All right, let's go to the mayor of Wildwood, Ernie Triano Jr., here on Talk Radio 1210. Mr. Mayor, welcome back, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dom. Always a pleasure.
Well, it is. And we were going to call upon you because you always have something cooking in Wildwood, you know, to get an update on a little bit down the road. But this is a two for one. So listeners should know I spoke with you today and you seem to be pretty clear that you'll continue to play the great Kate Smith.
Well, you know what? It's an Irving Berlin patriotic song that has nothing to do with anything other than America.
Right.
You know what? You know what, Dom? I just look. I'm a small town mayor, and I look at what's happening to the world, and it's amazing how everyone wants to rewrite history. Nobody wants to allow history to be an educator and mm-hmm. a teacher to help us improve in the future. We're gonna change history. And what we don't like, we're gonna just erase. Whoever's offended at that time is the one that's pushing the issues. The old sticks and stones. I watched a comedian one time where he said, you know, that offended me. Mm-hmm. So what does it mean? You're offended. Get over it. It comes and it goes. Learn from your mistakes and move forward. I mean, this is a patriotic song that is has nothing to do with having it removed. And I can assure you that our conversations with my conversation with the mayor of North Wildwood, Patrick Gosnello, is we have no intentions of removing it. And that, it's not a statement that, you know, we don't understand what's going on and we're ignorant to the history and all that. Yeah, we understand history. But the world has got so politically correct and so afraid that they're going to offend somebody. Well, you know what? The song is greater than anything. So, you know what? It'll continue to play in Wildwood.
I salute you, Mayor. And, you know, I got to tell you, I've told you last year, too, that my wife and I, Ro particularly, who's very sweet, but boy, when people are not stopping during the national anthem, I think what you guys do, North Wildwood, Wildwood, is incredible. And 99% of people, even people who I think might be visiting from another country, they get it. Even people going to the beach, 99% stop. The others give them the hairy eyeball that don't. It's amazing. In the middle of a beach, particularly Wildwood and North Wildwood, they stop, and then they sit there and they listen to Kate Smith. It's an event every morning.
Yeah. It's something that's been happening forever here. As a little kid, it was something that was always done. And, you know, it's a tradition. And it's something that, like I said, Irving Berlin, considered one of your greatest patriots.
Yes.
You know, and all of a sudden... You know, and the whole thing is this was a satirical, this was a Broadway play, and you know, written by, the song was written by African-American gentlemen. I mean, these guys, you know, we look at them and we view them as great people. And it's not what color you are, who you are, what you look like, how you, it's the craziness of, you know, Should all these rap songs be banned? I mean, all the conversations about women, the kill the police, you know, the N-word dropped all over the place. Where's the outrage of that?
It's a two-tier thing here that's hard to get around. So this summer in Wildwood now, is this the first summer of the smoke-free boardwalk?
Yeah, no, this will be the second
year. Oh, it's the second, okay.
It'll be the first year of a smoke-free beach, which is going to be interesting because I don't know how you enforce something that is the size of the mass of our beach.
Oh, man, just the center of Wildwood, that beach, you would need SWAT teams of 100 people, Mayor. God, you need a taxi to get to the ocean from the center part.
Absolutely.
You
know?
Well, that brings up, of course, when you say enforcing the smoking, last year's thing, was it last year or was it 2 years ago? My mind, I think it was last year with the woman
last
from Philadelphia. Last year. And that got resolved ultimately, right?
Yes, that got resolved. it was a lot of heartache, a lot of aggravation. And you know, Dom, I always say, look, you know, we're about having fun down here. We welcome everybody. We don't care who you are, what you are, where you come from. All we ask is that you just respect each and every person that's here, enjoying themselves. And if you're not allowed to do it home, if you can't do it at home, if it's against the law, don't think you can come here and break the law.
That's right.
Have a good time. We want you to have a good time. We want you to enjoy yourself. But when you get stupid and act a fool, then there's repercussions that is going to happen, and sometimes those repercussions can be harsh. But
look, you're trying to combine fun, but you're going back to Wildwood as the ultimate family place, which it was, and not just crazy type of stuff that happens sometimes. That's what it's about.
Yeah, we cater to every age and style and what have you. So we don't sit at the top of the bridge and say, oh, yeah, yo, you look good. You can come in now. I'm sorry. You know, we invite the world here, and we want everybody to have a great time. But if you get stupid and you act a fool, then you're going to pay the circumstance, you know, pay. But we don't want to go through that. I mean, our job is to cater to you to have a good time.
Well, Mr. Mayor, what are some of the big events? Give me a couple of them coming up this summer. What do you have?
You know what? There's so many events that we have. I mean, our Burn Plaza, which is the old downtown. We took the old site of the penalty box, which was a nightclub that a lot of people went to through the day.
If you haven't been to Wildwood, I certainly remember the penalty box. Yes, Flyers reference there. Yes.
Absolutely. So we actually created a plaza there.
Right.
Last year we had about 70, 80 events. This year we're about 130, 140 events there. We have pretty much, there's something that goes on every single night. Just and the beach events, the soccer events that go on, the lacrosse events, the marine mud runs, the SEAL team tests, we have monster truck events, we have all kinds of things. The beach is just never ending down there. Every day there's something going on down there. So
absolutely. Hey, we can hardly wait to get there. We're on the cusp of it. We'll talk with you around Memorial Day. Mr. Mayor, though, thank you. Thanks for holding the line here.
Dom, always a pleasure. You have a great day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.